Don't get bogged down with negative things.
Ooh.
Chin up.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good news coming for you today on Homecoming Radio.
Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. And to our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt here along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Woody Wright.
Hey, everybody!
Woody.
Yeah. Amber Nealon. Kevin Williams.
Hey.
Gene McDonald.
Yes, sir.
Tori Taft's in the house.
All right, Tori.
Yeah.
Homecoming queen.
Yeah.
And Bill, you said it. Today we've gathered the whole crew here to remind ourselves who God says we are.
That's right. And my guests today are encouragers through and through. Legacy 5, Ivan Parker. Woody White.
Who?
but it's going to be good.
Yeah. Thanks for slowing it down, Bill. We're freaking up now with our homecoming friends all sitting together in the little old country church. I love this.
Leaving on the ever.
yeah, that was Old Country Church here on Homecoming Radio.
And my public service announcement today is that we all have that friend who never fully learned how to whisper.
Can you believe her hair?
My grandma learned how to whisper in a sawmill.
My grandma thought a secret was something you told to folks one at a time.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God. Greatly blessed, child of God, greatly blessed, highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God, standing upright on God's good earth, counting my and highly favored, imperfect but forgiven child of God.
That was the Gaither Vocal Band with Greatly Blessed.
Oh, listen.
Here we go. Yeah.
Well, we have searched high and low, start to finish, A to Z, deep and wide, to find the perfect
deep
word
and wide.
To learn and use. And if it's not part of your vocabulary, maybe it will become your favorite go-to. It's the word of the day, and today's word is besotted.
Okay, Kevin.
Besotted. Yes, my Uncle Luther would get totally besotted every Saturday night right after the Grand Ole Opry.
Attaboy, Luther.
Uncle Luther was known for writing poetry later in his life while he was besotted.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yes.
What a
Many
guy.
Of his poems have not been published, nor have the rest. One of his favorites, actually one of my favorites, that was penned by Uncle Luther at his besotted best, goes like this. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I can't seem to stand up again. In the morning, I'll awake with a poem and a bad headache. There's Luther's besotted best. Did I get that right?
Besotted.
You know, it kind of wasn't a roundabout. No, it wasn't. Who am I kidding? It wasn't at all. Apologies to Uncle Luther. It means, besotted means when you loving someone or something so much that you can't even think clearly.
You're kidding me.
As in, he was so besotted with his classmate that he began to make errors in his work.
Oh. Wow. How could one man be so wrong?
So far.
We're all besotted with Windsor.
Yeah. Yes. You know what? That is the truth. Windsor the Wonder Dog.
He's here sleeping beside me.
He's so excited.
So is Kevin.
That's me, Bill.
Here's Sherry Easter, One Name.
Hey, I know how you are hurting and how desperately you've been searching for someone to come and ease the pain. Life ain't fair and it ain't easy, but I know one who will give you peace. He will come, all you have to do is speak his name. There is one.
McDonald's in the room. And Gene, good to see you, man.
Hey, buddy, man. It's good to be here.
Been anywhere good to eat lately?
You know what? We went to McKenzie, Tennessee to see Matthew Holt and his family.
Oh, yeah.
My son is going to school. Rashawn's going to school at Bethel playing football. So he hadn't been home all semester, so we went to go see him and got Olivia Martin, picked her up, and we all went to a restaurant in Huntington called Mallard's.
What does it taste like?
And all I had was catfish. So we, but it was good. We had a good time. And,
what's
and,
with that?
Got to see everybody. And
I thought it was French Millard's.
with orange sauce.
Here's Legacy 5.
Tastes like chicken.
Somebody sing about that old time religion. I want to hear it again. Somebody preach about the resurrection. I wanna lift my hands. There's an old-fashioned movement of the Holy Ghost. I wanna welcome Him in.
time religion. Somebody sing it again.
Sometimes I feel the modern world is passing me by. So many things I cannot understand. People talking about a new kind of religion. It's just the opinions of man. But how I love to hear about the old camp meetings when people used to shout and sing. Let's all get back to the fire of the spirit, that old-fashioned feeling again.
Somebody sing about that old-time religion. I want to hear it again. Somebody preach about the resurrection. I want to lift my hands. There's an old-fashioned moving of the Holy Ghost. I want to welcome him in. Let's tell the world about that old-time religion. Somebody sing it again.
When two or three are gathered, the Spirit is there. Never-ending saving power. All we have to do is lift our hearts to the Lord. Revival can happen any hour. Somebody stand up and testify and tell the old, old story again. The God we serve has never changed. He's the same today as he was then. Somebody sing
about that old-time religion. I want to hear it again.
Somebody preach
about the resurrection. I want to lift my hands. There's an old-fashioned movement of the Holy Ghost. I want to welcome him in. Let's tell the world about that old-time religion. Somebody sing it again.
Somebody sing
about that old-time religion. I want to hear it again.
Somebody preach
about the resurrection. I want to lift my hands. There's an old-fashioned moving of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I want to welcome him in. Let's tell the world about that old-time religion. Somebody sing it again.
Legacy 5 on Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about from our friend Andy Andrews. He said, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you.
And Daniel, I know where that quote came from. That came from the book, The Heartmender, which is my favorite book that Andy ever wrote. And in fact, it's so much my favorite. I teach that class online for
Andy. I took
Andy,
that class.
And you were in that class.
Really?
And there's so much truth in that book.
Oh, man.
The Heartmender. And to forgive is truly to set the prisoner free because the prisoner was you.
Wow.
Well, it won't be long, believe it or not, before many of your favorite homecoming friends descend upon the beautiful Smoky Mountains.
The 2026 version of Family Fest, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Every year it seems to get better and better. And what a lineup of artists we've got.
Featuring Bill and Gloria Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band. That's Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith, along with Mark Lowry, Gordon Mote,
Gene McDonald, Lady Love Smith, Kevin Williams, Matthew Holt, Michael Shade Rousey, Angela Prim,
Joseph Habedank, we've got The Sound, The Booth Brothers,
Chris Blue, The Martins,
Marshall Hall,
The Wilbanks,
Bradley Walker,
Woody Wright, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Linda Randall,
Russ Taff,
plus guest speakers.
Family Fest 2026,
May 22nd through May 24th, Gatlinburg Convention Center.
5 concerts, 2.5 days in the beautiful Smoky Mountains.
And it is perfect for the whole family.
Great speakers, inspiring music, and more information at homecomingradio.com.
Oh, listen to that. That's our buddy Gordon Mote with a classic Gaither song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
glad to have you here on Homecoming Radio.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Well,
friends like you are so encouraging when they check in with notes like these.
Randy says, my wife and I are enjoying the Homecoming Radio program driving across Canada where we live. We watch the Gaither Vocal Band on YouTube all the time. Bill, you are a real blessing. Stay busy. And give our love to Gloria as well.
Oh, he stays busy, all right.
Yes.
Jody says, thank you, Bill Gaither, Tori, Kevin, Woody, and all the gang for blessing your audience with worshipful music to our Savior. Thank you, Jody.
Jeanette says, thank you so much for your amazing music and joking around. You make me feel like I'm back home with family. I listen to you every Sunday morning on KFM 95.5 in Ontario, Canada, while getting ready to go to church.
Ooh, nice.
We love your notes. Keep in touch when you contact us today at homecomingradio.com.
Yeah.
Gloria and I wrote this song, probably 45 years ago. We always loved the poem by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. He ended up the poem by saying, two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Mm-hmm. Choices are important. Here's a vocal band. The cross made the difference.
'Twas a life filled with aimless desperation, without hope, walked the shell of a man. Oh, but then a hand with a nail print stretched downward. Just one touch, then a new life. Without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom. Oh, but at the side of a saint, I'm
Gaither Vocal Band. Bill?
Well, our goal today was to remind you not to get bogged down with negative things. There's a lot of good news, and we've shared some of it with you today. Join us next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
Aw, we put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
That's right, and get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. And don't forget to link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
So many great homecoming stations in the state of Idaho, like KART, KMEI, and KBPU, so many more. Mm-hmm. To you and all the Idaho stations, we say,
salute!
And I can't wait until we get back to the W's.
For you. I love those W's.
We're all out of time, but we'll be back here soon. Join us again. It just wouldn't be the same without you. See you later, everybody.
See ya.
Bye. Come on back.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.